Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Did that go okay?
I think it went well. Sorry, I just realized I'm disengaged.
Disengaged? It's like, I guess, like you don't love me, maybe?
No, I do love you.
Probably go put that on, though.
Okay, I'll be back.
Thank you for putting that on. That means a lot to me.
It means a lot to me, too. I'm sorry about that.
Well, it probably means more to me because you forgot it. All right, guys, welcome back in to the See You Later podcast. This is great. This is episode 2. We're having so much fun here in the home studio. This is great. Did you have a good week, Allie?
I had a really good week. We went to your favorite city, Orlando,
yes.
Which last episode you were mean to Orlandites.
Mm-hmm.
But we made it up because we went out and we had a good time in Orlando.
Did we make it up? I thought that you had a confrontation last night with an Orlandite.
I don't know that she was from Orlando. I did have a lady mouth the word bitch to me while I was on stage. So that was exciting. Never had that happen before.
Yeah, so the streak of great Orlando experiences, it resumes.
I kind of deserved it.
Who's to say, really?
I don't know, but... it hurt my feelings, and the thing that hurt my feelings the worst was I got off stage and I said to Scott, I said, that lady in the front mouthed the word bitch to me when I said a joke that she didn't like, and he said, oh, the really pretty one.
I didn't say really. I said, oh, which one? Like the pretty one up front?
Which you're allowed to think that women are pretty, but you're not allowed to like anything about anybody who says something mean to me.
Just for the record, I was differentiating between a group of women. Actually, cut that. You know what? I'm sorry for that, everybody. That chick is on. I don't like her anymore. I never liked her. Can we move on? Oh, we got more
Cam
questions this week.
Prepped questions for you. Are you gonna?
Yes, more questions from our viewers. Where can they submit questions, Allie?
They can submit questions to us on pretty much any social media platform.
Just send us
you
a DM.
You can DM us on Instagram or TikTok. You can send us a comment on YouTube. You can personally email us.
Yep.
Just you can send a pigeon. We don't care.
Yep. Do we have a contact page on our website? I think we do.
I'm sure we do.
Yeah. If not, it'll be there by the time this comes out.
Yep.
All right. Reading questions.
Is it in boy handwriting?
It isn't boy handwriting because a boy hand wrote it.
I know, but Cameron has good handwriting.
This is different than your normal handwriting. Are you okay?
I don't write a lot.
Okay. Yeah, I guess so. All right. Question number one.
Why are you? Wait, I'm not getting. Am I getting quizzed?
On what?
I don't know. It was.
I'm
I feel like
the
that was like a test prompt. Okay. Question number one.
Question number one. Who is your favorite comedian / comedians?
Oh, wow. Are you, wait, do I go first?
You go first. I read it. You go first.
I'm really into Amber Autry.
She's great.
She is incredible. She is so funny. She is like unapologetically herself.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know this woman.
Right.
But like I feel like I know her and like her true essence when she performs. And she's got this like authentic, organic, like... I don't know, thang. That's like really cool. And I'm really into Amber Autry.
Yeah, I think she would appreciate that.
Yeah, you do.
From what I've seen. Yeah.
I also love her podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Go ahead.
Yep. I've heard that podcast before. I don't listen or consume a lot of comedy.
That's not true.
Which is interesting.
We just listened to like 14 comedians last night. You listen to podcasts every day. You watch videos all the time.
But
he's lying a lot.
No, I'm not lying. I do, but I like the really popular ones, and I don't want to go looking for other ones. You know what I mean?
What
I like,
you think
I like
is really
like.
Popular, I've watched you be like, you've heard of Schmitty Magoo to someone, and then people are like, I've never heard him, and you're like, you've never heard Schmitty Magoo?
Spanky Jackson? Spanky Jackson.
These sound
favorite.
Like baseball players from the 50s.
I'd have to say my favorite comedian probably Aziz Ansari. That's going to be a boring answer, I think, compared to yours. My family liked Aziz when I was a kid. And so little 7-year-old me kind of has always liked him. And that's all I have to say about that, I think.
Well, we just got to see him in Las Vegas.
We did see him in Vegas. I didn't really see him.
Why?
Because my vision was a little obscured due to the large
your overconsumption of
alcoholic beverages.
What was your alcoholic beverage of choice that you accidentally had six of?
I accidentally had 6 Long Island iced teas. And Aziz, I'm sure you're funny. And I'm sure you were funny that night.
I saw it. It was super funny.
I'm happy for you. But that's not the first time. That's not the first time I've gotten too drunk before a comedy show.
He just gets so excited.
I get so excited and I'm like, I'm drinking. Because I rarely drink. You know what I mean?
Maybe he's licking her cooter. Sorry.
Maybe stop licking your cooter. She's going to do a nude calendar photo shoot and we're going to sell it. I think.
We're not going to sell your dog's nude.
She wants to.
Actually, can we put her collar back on?
Yeah, that's not the first time I've gotten too drunk before a comedy show.
You should get that looked at.
It's drinking sucks so bad. I don't know why people do it.
We shouldn't. Let's just stop.
Let's just stop. All right, you ready? For the number for the next question?
No. Wait. Yes, but you answer it first.
Okay. What is your preferred metal?
What? Who asked this? What was the guy last week? Bleeb?
Bleeb.
This is Bleeb.
Bleeb Strikes Back. Preferred metal. I wonder what, like, in which sense he's talking about. You know what I mean? Like, for which application?
Like, is it metal or medal?
Nope.
Like, first place?
Mm-mm. M-E-T-A-L.
Okay.
I think everyone's favorite metal is first place, by the way. I have to say aluminum. Versatile as fuck, you know what I mean?
I thought you were going to say lead.
No.
You did a whole, you've made whole presentations.
Yeah.
About lead before.
I did. I think my first comedic outbreak was my chemistry project about lead.
So do you change your answer?
No, lead kind of sucks a little bit. Lead would be the best metal if it wasn't so damn toxic. You guys know that? Real versatile.
Aluminum is pretty toxic too.
No.
Yes.
If you lick, you drink out of aluminum cans. What are you talking about?
Right, but those are lined with plastic, and there's a whole bit we can talk about with that too. But aluminum
are
is
you
like
saying that it would be better or
linked
the
to
same?
Neurodegenerative diseases?
Yeah, so is lead. What are we talking about here?
I'm just saying it's not like maybe it is.
You're taking a hot stance
okay,
right
sorry.
Now.
Okay, sorry. What's your favorite metal?
Aluminum.
Okay, why?
Because it's used for everything, and it's lightweight and strong and stuff.
Okay,
and people like it. What about you? What's your favorite? What's your favorite metal?
Probably Titanium, just because of that one song.
By Sia?
Yeah.
And David Guetta?
Yep.
Do your cover of Titanium for me.
Can you do the background like... like?
How does it go?
I don't know. I thought you would know, and then you'd prompt me, and then I'd be like, shout it out. Isn't it like something kind of like, kind of weirdly horny at the beginning? I don't know the words.
I got my Apple credit card a long time ago.
Yeah.
And I was so excited to tell people that it was Titanium, and I practiced like setting it down on like hard surfaces.
Don't tell people that.
I practiced to make it do like the jingle. You know what I mean? Because if you do it too flat,
I'm embarrassed.
It like sticks. You know what I mean?
Are you saying like to make it easier for people to pick up? Why didn't you just hand it to
people? No. To show that it was Titanium, you like toss it and it like has to hit a corner first so they can make the jingle.
I'm so
noise.
Embarrassed that you're saying this because like now you could just use your phone and tap to pay, but you wanted the clinkety clack.
Well, the issue about being me is that the plight of my life, I'd say, is that I try to do bits sometimes like that are like supposed to be ironic in like kind of a niche way. And people just assume that I'm just being a dickhead.
What did you want people to take away from your practiced card clanks?
I think it's funny to imagine someone practicing it. Like, that's a funny character.
Do you tell people that? Like, would you set it down?
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner. So you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
I practiced that.
I was trying to represent that I was doing a bit. You know what I mean? I was trying to represent, like, I'm playing a character right now that does this, and that's a funny thing for us all to think about.
But, like, what if people misinterpreted the douchey character that you're playing as just, like,
you? That's it. Oh, that's what happened. And you'd think that at this point in my life I would learn to stop doing stuff like that.
But you haven't? What's another bit recently that, like, has fallen flat that you... Are you reading the... Don't read ahead on the questions.
I actually didn't read it.
You didn't?
No, I was just staring at the paper so I could look somewhere.
Not a new bit.
I do... My favorite bit right now is when you tell, like, a business or, like, a service worker. They, like, ask for your phone number, like, pull up, like, your reservation or something like that. Like, we were at Topgolf, remember? And they asked for my phone number to, like...
I hate this
pull
bit.
Up the reservation. Mm-hmm. And I give my phone number and they go, oh, Scott? And I look over at whoever I have with me and I say, like, yeah, they know me here.
He does it much more, like, theatrical, though. He's like, ha, they know me.
I do. And in my head, everyone's going to be on board with me doing a bit, but it never, ever works.
I like when you do it, and then the worker at the place that doesn't give a fuck goes.
Yeah, they're kind of, like, obligated to do a laugh. You know what I mean?
They often don't.
They go,
I like that bit. I think it's pretty funny.
Thank you. You should probably, when I do it in the future, like, show it that you like it so that it'll help everyone out. You know what I mean? I think you like to, your favorite bit is to see me flounder a little bit. You know what I mean?
I like so to you see go, you sweat.
That's not funny.
I say that's not funny out loud.
It's what you do with your body language is really what counts.
Show me.
Stop it.
Never done that.
Yeah, well.
Hit me with that third question.
All right, last question. What is your villain origin story?
The fuck? Who wrote these? Guys, send us questions that don't make me uncomfortable in my soul.
You want me to do my villain origin story?
I know you have one, so.
Yeah, I was doing a bit one time. I was in this class. I had an English class my freshman year of high school, and I tried out for the track team in the summer after freshman year. So in between freshman and sophomore year, I tried out for the track team. And I did the whole thing. And then the last practice before the school year started, the coach, who was the English teacher that I had freshman year,
mm-hmm.
said, hey, I haven't seen you around before. Like, are you new to this school? In front of everybody.
Okay.
And I thought he was messing with me because I had a class with him. And so I go, no, I'm from here. And he goes, no, for real, where are you from?
And you're like, bro, you're my...
And, he was like, what, are you with the cartel or something? I'm like, that's a weird bit to take, but I'll ride with
How
it.
How old are you in this story?
I'm 14, 15 maybe.
Okay.
And I was like, okay, he's setting the setting for the bit that we're about to do.
Okay.
I'm going to play the character for the bit that we're about to do. And I go, yeah, I'm from Medellin, which of course is where the cartel is from. One of the cartels is from.
Carteles?
It was in the moment, I was like, yeah, I'm from Medellin. And he's like, where's that? I said, no, dude, I've lived here my whole life. I don't know what we're talking about right now. And there was just 50 people watching this go down. And
was anybody, like, laughing or enjoying it? Or were they just uncomfortable?
No one. Everyone was uncomfortable.
How uncomfortable were you? Or were you like, I'm committed to the bit?
Because the reason he called me out in the first place is because I wasn't, like, putting that much effort into the chant. We were doing, like, a...
And he's like, oh, you must be new.
Yeah, he's like, oh, he's so nervous that he must be new. Let me
Why weren't you into the chant?
Because I didn't want to be on the track team.
Why did you be on it?
My parents said that... I had to do a sport, and so I was like, I'll do track, and I tried out for the track team and told my parents that I didn't get into the track team. But the thing about the track team is that everybody gets into the track team. They just put you in different, like, levels. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you could be the slowest person on the planet, and you'll still be able to compete sometimes.
What did you compete in? What was your...
I didn't. I told my parents I didn't get in.
But everyone did.
They didn't know that.
So you just lied and then never showed up again?
Yep.
Villain.
Villain origin story. And it's all because of that teacher. I'm like, just recognize me, maybe. You think teachers know every student that they've ever had? Like, vaguely. Like, they could be able to pick up on them?
I think it depends on the classroom size. Like, I've been in classes and, like, that are, like, auditorium style. They're not going to know everybody. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
I mean, I've had
round two of a anatomy class or whatever that was in an, like, you know what I mean? Like, there, I'm not expecting him to pick me out of 300 kids.
I mean, all of the classes I had in high school were like 30 students.
Okay,
max.
Yeah, that's embarrassing.
That's what I mean. And I'm not like quiet, you know what I mean? I don't know.
No, you're not.
I don't know what happened. Do you have a villain origin story?
I don't know if it made me into a villain, but I feel like I have a story that made me like distrust the folks around me and shifted the way I saw the world. Does that count?
Yes. I think that's definitely what that is.
Okay. I feel like, okay, so I was in 11th grade at a private Christian school. It was my third high school in the third state I lived in for high school.
Yeah.
Because my parents hated me, I guess. Mm-hmm. And this was like the thing that made me decide to like drop out. It was homecoming week, and our team, which was the Rebels.
Yikes.
Right. And it was a school named after a particular Civil War general. You know what I mean? Like, we already were, like, not doing hot. They decided to do a homecoming float that was about our opponent. They were the Gators.
Yep.
And this was a predominantly black team that we were going to play. And they created the Gator Gallows on a homecoming float. And they let one of these little fuck-ass boys, excuse my language, that we went to, that I went to school with, he, on weekends, would do Civil War reenactments.
Which side was he on?
Bad. The bad side. Yeah.
Which is the...
He, for whatever reason, was like, I know how to tie a noose because I do these Civil War reenactments, which I'm like, that is not something...
It's not part of it.
Right. Like, that is embarrassing. You should probably never exist. And they were like, oh, thank you, Steven. Of course you can tie the nooses for us. And I was like, we shouldn't do this. And, like, I'm whispering this to, like, my friends around me and being like, we're really not going to do this, guys, right? Like, this is a terrible idea. Like, this is bad.
Yeah.
And I literally want to find this.
There's a picture.
This is a real thing. And I raised my hand and the teacher leading the class was like, yes, Allie. And I was like, yeah, don't think we should do this. And they basically were all like, shut the fuck up. We're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And then they did it. And then like a couple different news outlets picked it up and it was a whole big terrible thing.
Yeah, they probably should have listened to you.
Right. And instead of people being like, Allie, you were right, we were mad racist back there, sorry, they were like, you're probably the one who called the news outlets. And I'm like, no, but I should have.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's probably my origin story. And also my GED villain
and
origin story.
What state was this in?
It was in Alabama.
Wow. Who'da thunk?
Yeah. This was the same school that had Tommy Tuberville, the former football coach and now the state senator of Alabama.
Yes.
Come and lead a celibacy pep rally where he passed out T-shirts to us that said, keep your duct tape sticky. And he had a paper mache vagina.
Okay.
That he made.
Was it the vagina or was it like the vulva?
It was mostly vulva. I don't think that man had actually ever seen a vagina based on the way that it looked. Like, he did not fashion it well.
Oh, you think he was crafting it?
I don't know. I think he got someone to do it, obviously. Yeah. But he was like, that looks good. And I'm like, who would put...
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong. So you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class. And our clubs are right around the corner. So you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
But yeah, it was made out of duct tape. And then he showed us how like stuff wouldn't stick to it if you slept with too many people. And they represented it with like paper that they stuck to it.
Okay. Okay, so the point is...
I don't know what the fucking point was.
You stick paper to it to symbolize having sex with somebody.
Yeah, and they would like peel it off, okay. And they'd be like, "Look at this multicolored cooter."
Oh, and if it's not
cooter.
Sticky anymore,
right? And then they'd
not,
be like, okay. "Oh, and then you want to get married, but you have this, you know, mm-hmm. cooter that has no more adhesive on it. Who's gonna want to stick with you?"
Right, right. And that's a state senator?
Yes.
State senator of Alabama.
Yep.
Cool.
Tommy Tuberville.
Sounds like a great guy.
He's not.
Sounds like he is. How many championships they win, though?
They did win a national championship when Cam Newton was there. But that wasn't with Tommy Tuberville.
War damn eagle.
What? I think he was at Texas Tech at that point.
How do you get into coaching?
I don't know. Blow somebody's daddy and have some money and play, but not be good at it and just be like, I don't know, actually put your hand in for the chance. And
yeah, I imagine that you start off with like Little League, like Pee Wee, and then you just kind of work your way up. You know what I mean?
You think it's like Publix where you start out as a bagger.
Exactly. You win a few championships in the Pee Wee League. You go up to like high school. You know, you do some good in high school, and then you come up to like community college, and you just work your way up, and then next thing you know, you're in the NFL.
I'm sure he was like a Nepo baby of some sort. If you could be any kind of Nepo baby, what kind of baby would you be?
Nepo.
No. I'm saying like in what industry?
I would want to be like some real estate something.
Why?
Because like it's like mostly pro, very little cons. Like people aren't really going to be mad at you for being a real estate agent.
Yes, they are. People are mad about like gentrification and like developments all the fucking time.
You know what I've never paid attention to? Realtors.
But you want... Let's, I want to gamble.
You want to gamble?
Yeah.
All right, what are you wagering?
What?
What are you wagering?
I have nothing to wager.
Give me a sip of your thing if I win.
You want some flurp?
Yep. Okay. You,
Black.
Black. Red 18. Thank you.
One sip of flurp. Do you like my corduroy's koozie?
I do like your corduroy's koozie. Man, we got to get you to bet on some table tennis one of these episodes.
I love gambling. I think I might have a tiny little incy-wincy problem with gambling. Really into the Hard Rock app. In 2024, I lost a little over $1,500 gambling on table tennis, and I have not made quit.
All right, well, the time to start is right now. Cameron, can you pull up some table tennis bets?
No. I can't get back into it. You don't understand. It took me...
Let's just see if you win.
No, it took me so long to break out of this. Please don't do this to me.
All right, I guess we can't do it. It seems like you're pleading for help, too, so I'm not going to push too hard. Anything else happened this week that you're happy with, unhappy with? You had to work this week.
I did have to work this week.
And when you were at work, I had a pretty good time. Because I had 6 fortune cookies for dinner.
Why? When you get 6, okay, first of all, when you get 6 fortune cookies, which of the 6 are you only get 1 fortune.
Oh, I didn't even read them at that point. I think I read the first 2 and then it was just for the love of the game after that.
Did you eat the paper?
No.
What are the numbers for? Like,
it's to be like lottery numbers.
But I'm saying though, like, if you were to get 6, what would they be for you? Do they like, is, I feel like I get a fortune cookie and I'm like, this is my message for the week. You know what I mean? It'll be like, you're going to see a friend soon. And I'm like, yeah, I am.
I get a fortune cookie and then I go, give me another fortune cookie.
I don't like the way they taste. I think they taste like...
That's ludicrous.
No, it's like, I mean, I'll eat them, but it's like really thin styrofoam, like spritzed with a little tiny bit of sugar water. And I'm supposed to be like,
It's one of my favorite flavors of all time. I think if I could have like a cake that was flavored like fortune cookie, I would do it.
Is that what kind of wedding cake you want? Fortune cookie wedding cake? And you crack it open and it's like, probably not going to get divorced. 3, 5, 18, 42. I don't know. I'm trying to think.
I like all kinds of crazy foods, dude.
What's your most crazy food that you like?
I don't know. I guess the foods that I like aren't crazy. It's the amount that I like them that's crazy.
I know a crazy food that you like.
What?
That makes me uncomfortable every time. Cameron backed me up on this one. He already knows what I'm going to say. I don't like when you
Hold on. Our camera is not recording anymore, I don't think. Is it recording? All right. We're back to recording. Sorry about that, everybody. Camera issues. You were saying something about...
I was saying something about the food that you eat that's the weirdest, that grosses me out the most. And I'm saying that Cameron can back me up on it. I don't like... I actually feel like this is an intervention right now.
Nope.
Your actions have impacted me in the following ways. I don't like when you buy a hot dog, which first of all, it's never just a hot dog. It's like... The other day we were at the Giants game. He bought four fucking hot dogs. And I was pissed because he comes up to me like all happy. And I was like, oh, did you get me anything? He goes, no. I was like, damn. And then it was just, okay, sorry, I'm backing up. It was four hot dogs, no condiments. And he says like the hot dog water is enough of a condiment in and of itself that he doesn't need relish or mustard or ketchup. He just needs the like juice to.
That's true.
It's gross.
I don't think I love hot dogs because of like the flavor or anything. I think what the hot dog symbolizes.
What does that fucking mean?
It just feels like, it feels Scott. Like summer. It feels sporty. It feels like I gotta have hot dogs.
It feels sporty.
Yeah.
But like, why? No, mustard make it less sporty?
It's too. I don't like when it gets like the corners of my mouth and shit. You know.
Yeah, but like if you eat a hot dog with no condiments, it's like eating like a turkey and cheese sandwich with no condiments, where there's just like a retainer of sandwich on the roof of your mouth. Do you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And then you're like,
I don't know. My favorite part of a sports game, you know, you attend some kind of athletic event, is when you burp up Michelob Ultra and hot dogs together. You know what I mean? That feels like home.
No.
Feels like home.
At one point, he had 2.5 of the hot dogs eaten, and I looked over, and he was like kind of grossed out at himself and kind of just like in a mini coma. And I said, are you okay? He goes, I will be once I have a big Michelob Ultra burp and I have more space. It's so gross.
All right. We're not putting this out there, are we?
Yeah. You put it out there. You were in public doing that.
Yeah, I was. Honestly, when I bought the four, I was like, oh, someone might want a few. No one wanted any, so I had to eat them.
Do you know what really stressed me out about that game? I'm sorry to switch gears a little bit. I enjoyed that game. It was a lot of fun. Things were happening. Mm-hmm. It was just a little preseason sprinkle of like, football's coming, y'all. You know, like it makes you feel good. But I didn't like that all of the like pregame and like you remember, it was like the Star Spangled Banner is being sung to you by the MetLife marketing guy. And then it was like, I don't know. All of that stressed me out because it was like the marketing team, the only thing they came up with was themselves to do all of the pregame
what
stuff.
What else did they do?
They like presented
They presented some awards or something.
Yeah. They brought out the veterans.
Yep.
And
it was like Steve from marketing.
Yeah. And it was like Steve from marketing is presenting the Medal of Honor to this guy killed in action. And you're like, why the fuck?
I don't think he presented the Medal of Honor to somebody.
They tried to make it seem that way. Yeah. I also don't like this is I'm going to actually get into why the lady called me a bitch.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
In Orlando, or mouth the word like that to me. When I was in Orlando, and it ties into the football game.
Okay.
I didn't like, they had an Air Force veteran, and she was a cutie patootie. Remember this?
No comment.
She was so cute.
No comment.
Okay. Anyway, you're allowed to think people are cute, but if this veteran was mean to me, you can't think they're cute.
I didn't see her very well.
I did. Anyway, they were like, okay, if you can catch this ball that we're going to launch at you at differing yardage, you win, I don't know, a prize.
Yeah.
You get to jump on the front of the line at the VA instead of, you know, whatever. I don't know what you give these people. But she fucked it up.
She didn't fuck it up.
She caught one of the five, and then they were like, thank you for your service. And I was like, don't thank her now. Like, she's embarrassed. You know what I mean? Like, let her have a little shred of dignity. Like, yeah, I'm thankful she served us, but she was not on her tip-top game there.
She did her best, and she had fun, and that's what it's
she
all
did
about.
Not have fun. She looked like she wanted to do schmerism. At that stadium, because she
Domestic
was like
schmerism.
Yeah, like I think they set her up for failure. First of all, every time I see, like, when you see the Dr. Pepper, you know, like, isn't it the bowl games, they'll do the Dr. Pepper thing where they're like, do you want your tuition paid for, and they give them the sticky gloves and they prep them with the thing, and like, it seems like they care about it. They okay. just had this woman, they were like, you served, you're wearing a wife beater and you got some sneakers on. Get your ass out there.
What part don't you like about this?
Give her some cleats. Give her some sticky glovies. Give
she had
her
the gloves.
Give her a helmet because one almost bounced off her dome.
She had the gloves.
What? She did not.
She had gloves.
That was a 4'11" veteran, which
she had sticky, like, orange Nike gloves like this.
Do you think they would have had to find a pediatric size football glove?
I do remember that there was some hanging off
the That's end. What I'm saying. They didn't prepare this woman, and they did her a disservice for her service, and they should feel bad about how they treat veterans.
Yeah. Let's send an email to the Giants organization.
Actually, I'm so sorry. I feel like, no. Yeah, but it ties into... Actually, should I even get into that? Am I going to get in trouble?
You might get in trouble. I think it's funny, but your...
Why?
I think it's funny, but your complaints about the marketing department. Allie looks over to me at the game and goes, feels like they could have had someone cooler sing the national anthem, like Alicia Keys or something. We're in a preseason Giants game. Like, yeah, she's not coming to everyone. You know what I mean?
What do you mean? She's from New York, right? Fine, yes. get Swizz Beatz out there.
I'm saying... It's the preseason. They can't have someone cool every time.
Is she married
time.
To Swizz Beatz?
I don't know who that is.
It's me, bitches. No?
Nope.
Okay. I hope that's Swizz Beatz. Cameron, please help me. Alicia Keys' husband, Swizz Beatz. Can you play It's Me, Bitches, please?
I don't think you can play it.
Oh, why?
For copyright
Actually,
reasons.
I'm just kidding. Please don't play that.
So, yeah, for this podcast, next episode, we're going to have John Travolta on, just because that's what's better for our marketing team.
He lives in Ocala. That would be...
I actually ate cookies that John Travolta's wife made.
That feels weird to say. I bet you ate them with nothing to drink.
Yeah, didn't have anything to drink.
I don't like that.
Yeah.
Man.
Yep. Cool guy.
Who else could we get in Florida? Let's actually, Kodak Black, he's from Pompano Beach.
I think
did you see he got key to the city?
I did not see that.
That's a cool dude.
That is a cool dude. You think we can get him on? He's a Gators fan.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you're saying these things are not possible. You got to believe in yourself.
I'm just
dude.
Saying, NFL preseason game, Alicia Keys, who famously does not perform very often.
She's a performer for life.
When's the last time she dropped an album?
I don't know anybody's album, anything, and I don't even know. Does drop it mean put it out there?
She's very exclusive when she performs, I think.
Look up the last time
Look
Alicia
up when
Keys.
The last time she was on tour was.
No.
Anything.
Not on tour.
Performed.
We're talking about... No.
Okay, so when she sings in the shower, I guess she
no!
is performing.
But kind of.
Kind of. If you could have the voice of one person, like, you could take their, like, voice... For, like, singing reasons, who would it be?
Timmy Turner. Just kidding. I'm so sorry.
Can you sing a song in Timmy Turner's voice?
Give me one that I won't get some kind of copyright violation
for. No, you can
for.
Just perform it. It's okay.
Oh, really?
I think so.
Is that how that works?
We'll double check.
Oops, I did it again. Cut that.
That's Timmy Turner after he wished another person dead. All right, cut that. Timmy Turner's like, I wish what's another character would die.
I wish Alicia Keys would have sang
at the fucking game instead of the MetLife marketing team manager.
He had a good voice.
Or whatever his name was.
He had a good voice.
But it was weird.
It was weird. It's preseason, though.
I know, but like they wanted us to cheer for MetLife. Like, I give a fuck.
What is MetLife? Is it some insurance thing?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think, right? I don't know. Metropolitan Life Insurance Policies. I hate that the whole time. Remember the angry Jets fan behind us who he was like, MetLife, it's Jet Life.
And I was
like,
that's,
yeah, he like kept repeating it. And I was like, I don't think that's that funny.
It's an okay amount of funny. But you can't expect anything back from that. You know what I mean?
Oh, he wanted us to.
He wanted
to,
us to be like,
what was what? The one he kept saying? He was like,
It
was about a specific player sniffing Sharpies.
Jackson Dart. Yeah, he's like, Jackson Dart sniff Sharpies.
He said that one 4 times.
Yeah, a lot of times.
And I even at one point like tried to turn around and be like, ah ha ha ha, so that he could have like the social currency that he wanted for it.
Then
what would be a mean thing that you would shout at a game?
A mean thing that
like your team's playing this team and then you have to say something like Nick Saban pee sitting down.
I don't know if I would do that. I don't know. I don't like that kind of stuff.
Bro doesn't know ball.
What would you say?
Huh?
What would you say?
Tommy Tuberville doesn't know what a triangle is, as evidenced by his last interview on a major news network where he called it a trigon.
Yeah.
It's a little verbose.
Tommy Tuberville doesn't know what a triangle is, given his last interview at a major news source where he said trigon.
That's great.
That's like a UK soccer chant. You know what I mean? Yeah.
I like it. You don't like it?
I do like it. I do like it.
Okay, now you.
What's a chant that I would do?
Yeah.
I still don't know. I want to get on the Jumbotron and throw up. That's what I really want to do.
Like actually throw up or the thing?
Yes. I want to learn how to throw up on command. Because right now all I have is this. And I want a little bit more. You know what I mean?
I don't support that. He was close.
Maybe I could have gotten myself there. I don't know if I'm scared of the commitment required.
You think you could have gotten yourself there is a disgusting way to put it.
I've been on the last 2 times I've gone to Tampa Bay Rays games, I've gotten on the Jumbotron. And every time I'm like, man, how funny would it be? And like the whole time I'm like trying to see if I could get something.
I don't like it.
And I end up just doing
Cameron,
this.
Cameron, tell him no.
This is me on the Jumbotron twice.
How did you just make your eyes water?
I'm laughing.
Oh.
You got me all bashful now.
Cameron, give me an athlete to say something shitty about.
Give us an obscure one. Actually, speaking of athletes, I learned about Ray Lewis this week. You guys heard of that fella? Let's pull up Ray Lewis highlights.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Hey, I wasn't paying attention when I was a kid.
What do you mean you just learned who he was?
Yes, I was not paying attention when I was a kid, but I was on TikTok and I got like Ray Lewis like edits. That dude, hey, hot take. That dude was laying some dudes out next to you.
I want to gamble.
All right, we can gamble while we're waiting for Ray Lewis highlights.
Green.
Green. Ooh, hot take.
Nuh-uh. Did you stop it intentionally on green?
How could I? I'm colorblind.
No, you're not.
No, I'm not. Legally. I'm right here on the edge of zero. That's impressive.
I'm right here on the edge of zero.
What do you win for that?
That's my next album.
Edge of Zero is a great album
Let's
name.
Let's go!
Sing me a song from Edge of Zero.
Tomorrow.
All right, here we go. Ray Lewis highlights. God, that dude is sick.
You just learned who this gentleman was?
I just learned who this gentleman was. You know who else I learned about recently was Michael Vick.
How late to the game are you?
I knew that he was a person, and I knew that he got in trouble for dog fighting, right?
You're a Mike Vick looking boy.
A what?
It's from a song. I'm so sorry. Keep going.
Dude, look at that. Oh, my God. That was sick. All right, turn this off. This is also
I don't like CTE.
Mike Vick got in trouble for dog fighting. You remember that?
I do.
I remember hearing that when I was a kid, and I thought that he was fighting the dogs.
Like physically like in him, an altercation himself?
He himself was punching them. And I was like, that's a weird thing for Mike Vick to do.
Did you think they differentiated between animal abuse and dog fighting?
I don't know. I was so young when it happened. I just kind of heard about it in passing. And for the, like, literally, I was like 19 when I learned that dog fighting is like a, like they get them to fight each other. You know what I mean? I don't know.
That's so how did that make you feel?
It made me feel embarrassed that I was walking around like that for so long.
How do you feel being your age now and just learning who Ray Lewis was last week?
I'm okay with that, I think.
Okay.
I think it's okay for some people to not know certain athletes, especially when they don't pay attention to sports that much. You know?
You pay attention to sports a lot.
Yeah, ever since the Hard Rock Bet app came on my phone, you know?
Mm-hmm. Where's your pillow?
I'm sitting on it. Allie made me have this. Let's see if I'm leaning too far back. It's too comfortable. This corduroy's beanbag chair is too comfortable.
No such thing.
It's almost like, I guess I'm like too comfortable. Allie wants me to have this pillow to cover my nut bulge when I sit down.
Because he wears a tactical belt all the time and it pulls up his pants so far and... I just feel like maybe some viewers don't want to see the outline of Lefty and Righty.
I think they'll be okay.
Now they're looking.
Now, subscribe to... we're launching a Patreon, and it's exclusively...
just shots of Lefty shots and Righty?
It's the whole podcast episode. It just zoomed in right here.
Hey, guys, no, we're not doing that.
Hey, you know what? DM me personally if you want that to happen. I'm taking fees.
The little bit you did with the...
Yeah.
I'm still mad at you for last night. I did a whole bit, and then he came on stage and undid it by going, you know, I just think men and women should be equal.
I didn't undo it.
He did. It was pretty funny.
I think it went along with it. Yeah, that lady was... She called you a bitch because you were doing some, like, women...
I'm sorry, I have a hot take that I don't think that women should be in combat. And I say that because, and I asked an audience member, I said, who in here is a man over 200 pounds? A gentleman raised his hand, and I said, do you think I can pick you up? And he was scared to answer because he was around a lot of Subaru drivers. And so I was like, let me try. Let me show you that I can't do it. And I, like, yeah. I just get frustrated by that. Like, yeah. There's no reason that we can't just... Call it like it is. I'm not going to combat. No way I'm murfing somebody out of a building.
Right.
No way I'm deadlifting whatever that guy's name was.
Keith.
Keith. Keith man.
Keith man. Yeah, so she did that and people were kind of unhappy with her about that.
Some people were laughing and then people next to them were like elbowing them like, you're not allowed to laugh at that. And I'm like, they're allowed to laugh at that.
And I had to go up right after you. And so I was like, you know, classic. I don't think many women should be equal. And that didn't help the situation at all. But I'm happy that I did it. You know what I mean? That's life's adventure is making mistakes.
I just want to be understood.
Let's ruminate on that for a little bit.
Nope.
Life's adventure is making mistakes. All right, what were you saying?
Nothing important. Nothing important.
Nothing important.
I think people think that I'm like anti-feminist just because I acknowledge the capacity that I have.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
How do you feel about that? Do you think I am? I'm not. Do you think...
I don't think you're
they
anti-feminist.
They should have sent me to save people. Do you think I could lift you
no,
if you were knocked out?
I don't think you
can. After a terrorist attack.
I think if someone believes
on 9/11, could I carry you down 93 flights of stairs? I couldn't even carry me down.
What about mom strength? How about that? You know, like when their babies are in
I think mom strength is like one and done. I'm lifting this car off my baby because I have a adrenaline rush. 93 flights of stairs is a long time to have an adrenaline rush. And also, you're not my baby on the 93rd floor. You know what I mean? Creepy. I don't know. I'm sorry I'm getting so intense about it. But I'm mad that lady called me a bitch for that. When it's like...
Hey, I don't think you're a bitch. I think you're doing stand-up comedy and you're taking risks. And what do we know about risks? That's life is adventure. So, there it is, you know?
Yeah.
Let's can we do a guided meditation to like
no
relieve this burden from you?
Yes.
And that was it.
Thank
do
you.
Do you feel relieved?
No.
Oh.
I want to gamble again.
You want to gamble on this?
I'm not gambling on table tennis again, guys.
Let's see who's up 2-0.
If Polanski's on there, fuck him.
Fuck Polanski.
I'm pissed at him.
Yeah.
I lost $225 because of him in one go.
Is it because of him or is it because of you?
Both.
Yeah.
He could have stepped it up. He won the TT Cup. You know?
I won the TT Cup when I was like 4 years old. My mom made me a trophy and everything. You know what I mean?
You got a trophy for being potty trained?
No, I'm just doing bits.
Remember when you got a plaque for beating the Ender Dragon?
Yes. I taught Allie what Minecraft was, and I asked her to play Minecraft with me, and she said, no, I got to go pay the mortgage. And so I played Minecraft, and I beat the Ender Dragon, which is the end of the Minecraft, and Allie made me a plaque, and it was nice. I'm probably going to put it up. Honestly, I'm probably going to put it up somewhere back here.
I don't know if I would. It has, like, your full name and bless you, little puppy. Sorry.
Hey, do you want to get out of the frame?
I like when she's in it.
Yeah, maybe I shouldn't. It does have the address on there, doesn't it? I think it has our home address on there. You went really into depth on this plaque.
I don't think the plaque is going to go.
No.
I know, maybe. Tell us the story about adopting Maybe.
I adopted Maybe before I'd even seen her.
How does that work? Sight unseen, you're like...
Sight unseen, for real.
I want that one, but I don't know which one it is, but that one.
I saw her post on the website.
So you saw a picture of her?
I did see a picture of her, yeah.
Then that's seeing her.
I don't know if that counts. I think that's still sight unseen. But she had a sister that I was looking at first, and the sister had a leg that was like...
She had a birth defect?
Yeah. And so I said... All right, show me another one.
That's awful.
So I actually didn't see a baby on the website. I saw another dog on the website that was her sister, and then got there and realized that she had like a healthy sister. So I don't know what happened to the birth defect dog. And can we cut this? I feel bad about it. Maybe I should have got both, you know?
I don't think that two puppies in an apartment would have been.
Yeah.
That would have been a lot.
It was a lot. It was a lot with one puppy. Shadi was diarrhea and everywhere. You know what I mean?
Why?
She gets nervous. She gets nervous.
Just like her daddy for real, though.
No, the first time we left her, it was like a week after I got her. And I left her in her crate just to go out. And I get back and she was rolling in it. You know what I mean?
I find this hard to believe because like Maybe is like the most trained pup ever.
She's all right. She's not like Otis right here.
You know she's what I mean? So tactical, though. You can be like...
She is tactical.
Attack. And then she's like... Ah.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty cool.
I used to get her to chase deer into the woods in the back of the apartment. We'd have deer, and she'd chase them. And every time she chased them, I thought that she was going to be gone forever. But it was just the risk that I was, you know, I was letting her be happy. She had fun. And that's the most important part. Whenever you're raising kids and you feel like they're in danger, just ask, are they having fun?
Oh my god.
And if they are having fun, let them do it.
And that's why you're not a parent.
Yet. If we had a kid, what would we name our kid?
I think you'd probably advocate for like an avatar name.
Like the blue people? Like
no, you'd be like, I want him to be Iroh.
That'd be a cool name.
I don't think that a basic beige baby has any business being named Iroh.
Stop me.
I'm going to. What do you mean?
I wish you name him Breikle.
Breikle?
Yep.
I hate that one.
I don't know. Figure it out.
Where'd you hear that one?
I just made it up. Names are getting weird, though.
You call him Breiky?
I call him Bri-Bri.
Bri-Bri?
Yeah.
He definitely won't get bullied.
He might. I might bully him, you know?
Yeah. I was bullied by my parents as a kid, and I turned out good.
Terrible. Oh.
Do you like your name? If you had to change your name, like gun to your head, you had to change your name, what would it be?
Something sexy, probably. Like, what's a sexy name?
Ray Lewis.
Ray Lewis, yeah. I would be Ray Lewis. Blanking. John.
All right.
John's a sexy name, though.
What stand-up are you working on right now? What are you, like, where do you get your concepts and, like, your premises?
I got a hard time with finding stuff to write. I've been doing the same jokes for
You've been doing a lot of new stuff.
Not really. I did a joke last night.
That was new?
That was new, and I don't know if I'm ever going to do it again.
What was it?
This is the whole joke. You ready? You ever be watching porn, but then you stop watching the porn because the guy's tip is too long? What are we, jousting?
I didn't understand it, but everyone in the room erupted when he said that. And I was like, oh, that's a relatable thing.
I think, because I've done that actually before where I left out the jousting part. Where I just said, because the tip's too long. And people are like, ah. But then you throw in the jousting part, and that's what sets him over. You know what I mean?
Is it?
I guess.
Man.
And even though it got a laugh, I think I have to retire that one. I got to put that one up in the rafters. You know what I mean?
Why? What was wrong with that one?
I don't want that to represent who I am as a person.
What do you think? Like, what's a joke you do that represents you as a person?
I'll be like, you guys ever like super generous and like help people out around you and be like super considerate of other people's feelings? Like that kind of joke that I do.
Is he joking?
You get it?
I think you're generous.
Cameron
and you're
deep sigh.
Deep sigh. Cam was like, oh.
Yeah.
Man.
What joke do I do that represents who I am as a person?
I think you're when you panic because of social anxiety at the fast food restaurant is a pretty good one.
Yeah.
You're so interesting where, like, sometimes you'll have the most confidence in the world and you will say the craziest thing to people and you'll just say it with a straight face and you're like, take it or leave it. This is who I am. And other times you'll be like, you'll try to say something and you'll be like, I'm so sorry I exist. Please pardon me. And it's such an interesting, like, there's two wolves inside you.
Yeah. Yeah. I think there are.
And one is like, ah, and the other one's like, you know?
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about that? Everyone has two wolves inside
them. I think everyone does have two wolves inside them, you know?
Yeah.
I think when you're deciding to perform in some way, you know, you unlock another wolf.
A third wolf?
I don't know how many wolves there are, you know?
Cam, how many wolves do you have? 17. Too many.
That's too many wolves. You should go get the checked out by a doctor.
Yeah, you get two.
He said 17. Too many.
Yeah.
Man, what do we got to look forward to?
Stand-up showdown. Really excited about the stand-up showdown. Will this have aired by the time the first round happened?
This will come out after the first round. But there's other rounds.
There's two other rounds.
Two other rounds.
So September 5th and September 12th, that's going to be round two and then round three. And round three on September 12th is also the finals. So that night we will know who walks away with the cash money and who walks away with the mini special and who Ooh, totally forgot about this. Corduroy's reached out to us and they said that each round of the stand-up showdown that their team is going to select a joke of the night. So it doesn't even have to be somebody that like won their face off. It's just like any joke of the night that they deem to be the funniest, they are giving a Corduroy's beanbag to that person. And I'm like, that's a really generous.
That is a really good deal.
Like, yeah. So I'm pretty excited about that. Because everybody's always like, I want one of these things. And we're always like, you should get one. And now they have the opportunity to.
You know what I would do if someone tried to come into this house and take our Corduroy's beanbag?
What would you?
Kill them.
Okay.
And that's all I have to say about that, I think.
I think so, too. There's that second wolf.
Yeah. All right. Can I do that again? Can I take that again?
Sure.
Do you know what I do? If you know what I do if someone tried to come in here and take my Corduroy's beanbag?
What?
Ask them not to.
Ask them out to?
Ask them not to.
Oh, ask them not to?
Yep.
How would you ask them? Like, what
Please
would that?
Don't.
Please don't take my beanbag.
I think I'm just trying to be more brand sensitive, brand aware. What was that? That's what that was for.
The only thing they take seriously is their quality. They say that. So maybe you get to be a little silly goofy and they're okay with it.
Yeah. Man, we watched Jaws the other day. Remember Jaws?
I didn't watch it. I didn't like it. As soon as I saw the first person mangled, I was like, I'm out. I'm out.
What's the last movie that you think you enjoyed watching?
That I saw all the way through? Mm-hmm. I like documentaries.
What's the last one?
Dear Zachary. I just watched that one.
What's that one about?
I don't want to get into it because anybody who hasn't seen it should see it. And if you have seen it, you understand why I'm not saying anything about it. I cried, though. I want you to know
you
that.
Cried. You watched it on a plane?
Yeah, I was like...
Oh... I thought you were crying because they didn't have any more Diet Coke.
I would also.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Cry about that, but I cried harder at Dear Zachary.
Gotcha. Well, if the listeners gave you movie recommendations, would you watch them?
I would, but I need them to know that I didn't grow up being a movie watcher, so I'm a novice movie watcher, and I don't want them to think that I'm gonna take away what they want me to take away, even though I'm gonna try. You know what I mean?
Yes.
I just think I wasn't raised right.
Right.
In no, that you way.
You were not.
My parents were big documentary folks.
Yeah. It's a weird type of folk to be, I think.
Why?
I don't know. Read a book or something. What are we
doing?
We
did read books.
You read books and watched documentaries?
My mom worked in a library. Yeah, we read books.
I feel like
books.
I feel like you are Dorothy in the first half of Wizard of Oz.
What does that mean?
Just waiting to unlock some color. You know what I mean?
And Jaws was that color.
I feel
for
like
me?
you're gonna watch Turbo and you're gonna be like, oh wow. Remember Turbo?
The snail movie? The animated snail movie?
Yeah.
Wasn't that like an Aesop's fable that DreamWorks just copped?
I don't know. It doesn't matter. What's an Aesop's fable?
Read the book.
What's your favorite book? What's a good book you read recently?
What's a good book that I've read recently? I love any David Sedaris. I feel like he has a lot of good books where you can just like pick it up and you can read a blurb from it and you don't have to like, it's not like beginning, middle, end. It's like, here's a random thought he had that's super funny and that's all you need.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got to get into reading a little bit more, I think.
What do you want to read? Remember when you tried to read a...
The problem is when I want to read, I want to read like pretentious books because I want to feel cool, you know? And so I pick up I tried to read the Iliad. The
That's
other
what
day.
It was. That's yeah. He was like,
I was like,
read that out loud to me, and he was like, Julius, brother of Alinidad,
dude,
is the cousin of this guy who's the treasurer of Glorkop.
Yes, it was, and that was like, for two pages straight. It was just listing people and like how they walked. I was like, holy shit, this is your guy? This is your guy? You know what I mean? I could have written a book.
You should have read some David Sedaris.
I should have.
You know what I'm really upset about? Just thought about this. Hmm. Bryan Cranston was just at UF.
Yeah.
On the 21st.
Yeah.
I didn't get to see it. I was sad. I was at work.
Mm.
And he's my favorite actor. Were you sad that you missed that?
I forgot that it was happening.
I kind of was hoping you would have gone in my place.
Hmm. I don't know if I would take away what you would want me to take away from a speaking seminar.
UF puts on some like pretty sick ones. I've seen Chelsea Handler and Kenan Thompson, Michael Che.
When are we going to get our own, you think? Oh, the camera stopped recording again. That is crazy how that happens, isn't it?
Yeah. But yeah, UF has some like really cool speakers. And
like Bose or like...
That was pretty funny.
It wasn't. I got to move back home, I think.
Don't do that.
Yeah.
What do you miss about the Panhandle? He just learned that where he was from is called the Panhandle.
All right. The naming convention for the Panhandle, it's stupid. I thought the Panhandle was the part that sticks out.
The Florida micropenis you thought was the Panhandle?
It's huge. What are we talking about?
So then Oklahoma's Panhandle, which part would be the Panhandle?
Oklahoma's Panhandle is the part that sticks out.
That is it for everybody's.
Florida's is the part that's in.
No, it's the... Oh, are you? Is that why you think
the
of it
part
like that?
That sticks out?
I'm thinking of it as just the state.
Okay, but when
he's thinking about it as the panhandle for the nation.
But when Florida,
I see you.
But when Florida's a curved line, which part is the part that's sticking out?
This part,
the flat part. Oh, like the pan. What are we talking about? It's the flat part's the pan, and the curved part that sticks out.
For all of
the
you
handle.
That are just figuring out what we're talking about. He is from the Panhandle of Florida, which is northwest Florida.
Yep.
And I was the one, after he lived his whole life there, who told him he was from the Panhandle.
I don't believe that that's what it is. I got to be honest with you.
You don't, Cam. Panhandle.
Yep.
Panhandle.
I'm asking. Because
you'd be like, Panhandle.
But you could also be like this. So yeah, what's the...
You don't grab the bigger part, you grab the smaller.
Right. This is all right. The pan.
I don't know where we're inventing rules right now.
No, it's...
I'm going to blow up this house.
He can't say that, but he
just
did.
I'm going to cut both your brake lines. You know what? Actually, this is satire. If they die in a car accident, that satire.
Something's wrong with you.
I'm sorry.
So anyway, I taught him that he lived in the Panhandle. Mm-hmm. I was trying to ask you what you miss most about the Panhandle, because you've lived here now officially 3 years, right?
Yep.
Okay, what do you miss about the Panhandle?
I got to say, like, Whataburger.
Whataburger?
Yep.
That's a good one.
Nothing about where my hometown is drastically different.
Really?
Than anywhere else I've been.
You,
I feel like some people over-exaggerate.
You were 2 seconds from the beach.
Ah, fuck it. I feel like people over-exaggerate, like, I got to get out of my hometown. You know what I mean?
Like, would you move back to your hometown?
Like, I got to get out of here. And it's like, you know what I mean? There's the same shit everywhere. You know what I'm saying?
You lived in a unique place. You lived basically in a military town,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
And it was also right on the beach.
Yep.
It's also the most contaminated part of the United States. Thank you, Teflon. All I'm saying is it was a unique place.
Yeah, but they still
it's not
had
like
Publixes and Walmarts and shit. Like, what am I doing? You know what I mean? I didn't live in, like, a hut. Like, yeah, if you grow up in the Sahara Desert, you know what I mean? You could be like, I gotta get out of my hometown. You know what I mean? Yeah, okay, that makes sense. Go to where the water is.
There's nothing novel about the Panhandle that you miss.
Nope.
Okay.
Not at all.
covered that.
Honestly, it's not that much different. It's just there's roads and shit. Like, it's the same stuff.
This is a completely different culture here than in the Panhandle. This is a much more progressive area. This is
I'm
a much more.
To people. Huh? I don't talk to people outside.
You don't talk to people outside?
Correct.
Bro is yapping all the time. What is he talking about?
Yeah, but I don't like actually care about their values or opinions or anything. Like, I'll be like, hey, how you doing? I'm not being like, let's talk about the socioeconomic state of the world. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but like you walk around with like the FWC shirt from Old Florida Vibes mm-hmm. that like tricks people into thinking it's FWC shirt. But then what does the back of it say?
Anti-developer or something.
Right. And was that a fart or was that your foot?
That was my shoe. Let me see if I can recreate it just for proof.
Oh, proof. You know what I mean? Like people in the Panhandle, like some of your people from the Panhandle saw you wearing that shirt and at first were excited to see that you were wearing a real FWC shirt. And then when you turned around and they saw that you were mocking developers who typically have conservative values or whatever, they were like,
all right, well, you know what the thing is that culturally the same everywhere in America?
What?
Is that some people disagree about stuff. And that's what makes us a united country. And
you are from a place where democracy. People are buying maps on purpose where it says Gulf of America right now. Because you live on the Gulf of America in the Panhandle.
And they're allowed to do that.
Which, I'm just saying, that just feels a little, like, the fact that they're like.
Yeah, but I'm not like, I gotta get lickers. Out of my hometown because they have the maps or whatever.
I feel like I can say this as a child of, you know, like being raised by somebody who is in the military and growing up in military towns. And like your town is next level because it's like the most concentrated amount of military bases in one area. And like, you're not seeing
eye every person is different and every day is a gift. And life is just. It the adventure starts when you wake up. You know what I mean? That's what I always say. New cool thing I'm saying. The adventure starts every day when you wake up.
None of you believed in the vaccines. None of you.
That's true. When COVID happened, I got a second job. Second front-facing job.
The only reason you got any vaccine, which he got the Johnson & Johnson, we're not going to get into it. It's just a thing that he did that I didn't do.
Because I don't like needles in a hood.
Okay. You only got it so that you could go to be stuffed into a football stadium with 80,000 other people.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Well, I didn't only get it for that.
Why else?
I didn't want to be having this conversation 4 years in the future. You know what I mean?
What conversation?
The one where you get mad at me for not having the vaccine.
I am not mad at you for not having the vaccine. You got one. It's not even about that. I'm saying, like, I think you have to appreciate that you were from an area where everyone was like, this is all fake. I'm saying, like, it's a very, very conservative area.
It is.
And it's very different from where we live right now.
It's not
so I'm curious.
It's not so different that, like, my life is different. Every day is the same. I just get up and eat fortune cookies and shit.
I love this man.
You know what I mean?
I want to know what he means. Like, I'm happy I don't live in a place that would let the Gator Gallows thing that I mentioned earlier happen.
I don't think my hometown would let that happen.
Your hometown let you hang a dolphin by a noose. That is very.
They famously did not do that. Someone suggested it because everyone's different. Everyone has their own opinions, and that's what makes this country a beautiful
democracy. Oh, but then they shot it down.
They shot it down.
Not the dolphin, but like the idea.
No, but we did bring a dolphin, and then we punched it until it like blew up. But that's not racial in nature. You know what I mean?
Right. That is just Mike Vicky.
Exactly. If you had a fight, would you rather fight a dolphin or a German Shepherd?
Knowing what I know now about dolphins that you taught me, I'd be scared to fight it because it would take advantage of me.
But what if you could use your femininity to to like get the drop
femininity?
On them. Yeah, to like get the drop on them. You know what I mean?
I hate this question. I think that I could.
Do you think dolphins would be happy or sad about fishnets?
I don't understand the question.
Like, if their dolphin girlfriend was wearing fishnets, do you think they'd be like, God. All right, that's a little insensitive. You know what I mean?
Is that an original thought?
I think so.
Write it down. That's hilarious.
I feel like this podcast is themed very heavily in a few specific directions.
I don't mean it to be. Sorry about that. Any projects you're working on right now?
No. I wish there was. There should be some projects.
What project do you wish you were working on right now?
Something that would benefit my life in any shape or fashion.
Hey, man. Should we figure out how to be sponsored by, like, BetterHelp or something?
No, I don't have any need for BetterHelp. Every day's an adventure. And I'm happy to be on this adventure with both of you.
Hey.
My two closest friends.
That was sweet. Cameron's crying.
Yep.
Like, happy tears.
Yeah. Man, I gotta get a job, though, huh?
This is... You accidentally made this a job.
Yeah.
Oh! Scott's going to Vegas?
Oh, yeah. Yes, I am in the main event for the World Series of Comedy.
That's pretty awesome.
So, that's only going to cost me a few $100. Other than that, it's super exciting. Maybe something productive about my life will happen after that.
Yeah, that was we were pretty excited to find out about that. I was so excited that I told a stranger on the street that he got a cool opportunity. And then the stranger was so nice. He was like, let me follow you on Instagram. And Scott is so shy. And he was like, that's how he gave his handle.
But I gave it to him.
The guy was like, wait, what? And Scott goes.
But then he pulled it up and saw that I only had 250 followers and he didn't follow me.
Cause you were so shy about it.
Yeah.
And you're so shy with all of it. I think you should be proud of what you're doing. And if you're not plugging yourself, then you should at least be plugging Tail Whip Comedy.
I should be. Yeah, I'm going to the World Series of Comedy as a representative of Tail Whip.
Are you doing that? You're going to wear
I'm
like a cape?
I'm going to be merched out the whole time.
Merched out. Speaking of merch, if you want Tail Whip merch, you can find it on tailwhipcomedy.com. We have a couple new designs that I'm pretty proud of because I personally made. No AI. You know, some people were questioning some of our artistic things and saying, is that AI? And then I was very proud to reveal that no, it's not. We're just thrifty and creative, and we think like Sam Altman would think or something. I don't know,
probably not that, but
isn't he the creator of AI?
Yeah, but he's like kind of a bad guy though, right?
Is he? I got tricked then because I watched a podcast with him and Theo Vaughn and I was like, what a sweetie. But it was also the only time, it was the first time I'd heard his name and everything. Is he a bad guy?
I think he's a bad guy just inherently for making it, you know?
He feels that way, though. He talks about that. He's like, this is sort of something that's like
damn, so you believe
running
that people
amok?
Can like seek forgiveness and have second chances and stuff?
Yeah, that's like the whole principle of like a lot of religions and different things and just like people change. And he was literally saying like, this is something that has turned into something that I didn't think it was going to turn into. And now it's my responsibility to like hone it in.
How many years do you think we have left?
On Earth?
Yep.
Me and you? I mean, on average, people live...
No, well, I'm talking about, like,
women
society.
Women longer than men. Oh. I don't...
Just take it... We're gambling people here. We're gambling.
How long is society as we know it going to exist? Mm-hmm. Like a democratic republic in America?
I'm talking about, like, technology, like, AI consequences.
Like, when will that take over and then we're all dead?
No, just a major societal change revolving around technology and or AI.
It's already happened.
All right. Thanks for playing along.
I'm trying to ask you to ask me a more specific
question.
When
is it going to be so unrecognizable that we don't have like families and homes and school and stuff like that?
Like people just going to be doing their own thing?
Yeah. When are we building log cabins and fucking unplugging and shit? Am I fucking stupid? I'm asking a normal question. This question has been asked hundreds of times.
Are you saying, like, when will people be off the grid because they want to disconnect so badly?
And it's no. Gonna be...
Why did he say log cabin?
When is society going to be ruined?
By
technology or AI.
And it can't be now.
It can't, it's not now.
Okay. If I had to guess, I would say in the next...
This is a normal podcast
80
question.
80 to 120 years.
Great. Lock it in. We'll put that in the time capsule and we'll see if
mother,
she's right.
Mother. Jesus
fucking Christ. Give me that ring back, all right?
That's awful.
Ask me a question.
That one.
Ask me a question.
The one you just give me another. Stumbled through asking me.
Give me another.
That same one.
Give me another question.
That question you just tried to ask me is yours now.
Ask me a question.
No, I can't even articulate what you didn't articulate, but that question you just asked me, I want you to attempt to try to answer the question that you asked me. Go ahead.
40 years. Ask me another question.
Dumb. When do you think that we'll have a female president of the United
States? Female in which way?
That's a good question.
President of Argentina? That's what you just did to me. All right. I think we got to get out of here.
We've had a good time.
We have. Buy some merch. Help me. Help us keep the show going. Come to the shows. Buy tickets.
Be our friends.
DM us with anything you want to hear or see or talk to us. Yeah. Actually, let's take a phone call. If someone wants to schedule a phone call, we'll answer a phone call on this podcast.
That would be so funny. Yeah. DM us. We'll give you a WhatsApp number. I don't know. Some secret number that's not our number. Yeah. And then
I'll just give you our producer's real phone number and address.
Cam said, what? Okay. Guys, this has been another episode of See You Later from Tail Whip Comedy. We'll see you next week.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.